We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, what was the governor's thought behind approving this? Do we know?
Well, overwhelming support in the legislature. People wanted it, and it was sort of put together in a recipe that was bound to be success. We're talking about home cooked food here. We're talking about stuff that may be at the farmer's market or, you know, sold to the neighbors down the street, any number of different ways, tamales, cookies, different things you see. But rather than being presented as a food issue or a health issue at the legislature, it was presented by the Cook Alliance, which was backing this, as a social justice issue, saying that most of these cooks and small entrepreneurs are minorities. 8 out of 10 are women. Almost half are black. The big group is Hispanic and other immigrant groups that are just looking for a foot up. So they made it a social justice issue. Then the kitchen got transformed into something called the Micro Enterprise Home Kitchen. So it had a little acronym, MKE, there. The fourth part of it was, okay, we're going to follow the same rules possibly as restaurants with some other modifications, but we're going to make it open, the food business, so it's not just controlled by restaurants and the big industrial people. Again, social justice. And then the icing on the cake was, oh, by the way, it'll still be up to the locals to enforce and follow these rules and license them, so somebody else is going to actually have to do the work. What's not to sign in Sacramento? You pass it on, everybody's happy.
Yeah. And, of course, the cynic says, all well and good until that batch of quinoa salad goes bad and a bunch of people are down with foodborne illness and we're trying to figure out where it came from.
Well, that's why some of the county associations were opposed to it, in addition to the cost, because they're going to have to administer this and come up with the licensing, and, you know, you're going to have to take a test on this, was the concern that you're moving from, I mean, currently there's a cottage kitchen law that would allow, let's say, you make candy and popcorn, non-perishable sort of food items for sale. When you're getting into the perishable foods, like you were just talking about, then that rises the health stakes, and that's why some people were opposed to this idea, saying it's going too far. But that's not the way the trend is going. That's not what we're seeing. And add in the libertarian idea of everybody being an entrepreneur. Like I said, Stan, this wasn't so much about food. This was about social justice. And these days, that trumps a lot of other things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.